WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. The number of COVID infections in New Jersey continues to rise, and we haven't seen numbers like this really since last November. The rate of transmission is at 1.40. Hospitalizations, while still near pandemic lows, are also still increasing. Senate President Steve Sweeney walked away from a statehouse meeting with 15 education groups convinced ventilation issues will remain a concern when schools reopen in roughly 6 weeks. He's also convinced the state is going to have to provide more money to pay for the needed upgrades.
Sweeney says the state could help schools pay for HVAC upgrades without taking on additional borrowing. He says $4 billion in federal COVID recovery funds to the state haven't yet been allocated, and that the state put $1.2 billion into a debt avoidance fund as part of the new budget.
So there's money. Is there enough money? I have no idea. But what I do know is fixing the HVAC systems in the schools isn't a waste of money. It's an absolute investment that needs to be made.
New Jersey schools are splitting nearly $2.5 billion in federal COVID aid to spend by 2024, with plenty of competing needs for those funds. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
For most of the pandemic, the hotel industry in New Jersey was flattened. Leisure travel is starting to pick up again. Many hotels, though, are still in dire straits.
According to Dana Lancelotti of the Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association, the hotel industry in the Garden State desperately needs financial assistance. She says hotels play a vital role in powering the Jersey economy.
This is how we support tourism, corporate travel, conventions, sports, tournaments, all the things that we need to come back into our state again to get us healthy.
Hotels are doing everything possible to survive, like limiting maid service, says Lancelotti, but they're struggling with the Jersey labor shortage and higher prices for products and deliveries, and they must get help if they're going to survive. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Time to win a free sizzling summer getaway to the Hard Rock in Atlantic City from New Jersey 101.5.
This hour's code word is rewards. R-E-W-A-R-D-S. Rewards.
Enter this code word right now on NJ1015.com or our app for your chance to win a free Hard Rock Hotel and Casino getaway. There's three chances to win every weekday. Your next chance is this afternoon at 2 p.m. This summer, make it sizzle with a free Hard Rock getaway from New Jersey 101.5.
Now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
A few spots around Monmouth County now, we're seeing some congestion, so it looks like some folks might be heading out to the beaches early on this Friday morning. You'll hit the brakes here eastbound on 138 from the Garden State Parkway and Wall, heading out to Route 18, folks heading out to Belmar, it looks like. Also on 35, southbound delays are heavy right now south of Allaire Road. Big jam heading down to the traffic circle at Atlantic Ave, which is also heavy both ways in the area, so again, looks like folks might be heading out to Manasquan for the morning. And I see some stop and go on Route 36, heading out past the Monmouth Mall in Eatontown, so the Long Branch beaches could be the destination there. The parkway still looks great through Monmouth County. I'm not seeing any slow spots there, although in Essex, a slight southbound delay between 149 and 147. On Route 78, you've got westbound traffic back out to Route 24 in Springfield. And now we've got word of a crash on 287. It's a northbound wreck heading up to Exit 2 in Edison, right lane closure. For the crossings, Lincoln and George look great. The Holland, it's about 15 minutes off 1 and 9. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey, traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Woodland Township accident. This is off the Red Lion Circle 70 eastbound at New Road. There's a spill involved with this mess as well. So just keep this in mind. It's 70 both ways, right off the Red Lion Circle if you're headed towards the shore. And New Jersey fast traffic is made possible by Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven on beautiful LBI. Every Friday, enjoy unlimited rides from 3 to 7 p.m. for just $30 per rider. Come see their newly renovated arcade, outdoor rides, and boardwalk games daily, now through Labor Day on Long Beach Island. For more info, visit FantasyIslandLBI.com. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 9:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:05. The Radio City Christmas Spectacular is coming back. After canceling shows last year due to the pandemic, the Rockettes will be high-kicking once again. Tickets went on sale this week. The show debuted in 1936. There is a warning on the website that schedules are subject to change if the city or state implement new COVID protocols. New York City is also seeing a surge in new infections. Drugs, guns, and a lot of ammunition rounded up along with a dozen suspects in a drug ring bust out of North Jersey.
Acting Attorney General Andrew Bruck says the men arrested are affiliated with the Trinitario Street Gang. Of the 14 suspects who range in age from 22 to 40, four of them remained at large. Bruck says one of the men facing charges was shot and severely wounded in a dispute last month with a rival drug set in Patterson. He says six illegal large-capacity magazines and five handguns were recovered, along with nearly 800 rounds of ammo, heroin and cocaine packaged for selling, and some prescription drugs, oxycodone, Percocet, and Xanax. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:06. We'll get an update on the forecast for the weekend with Dan next.
At New Jersey 101.5, every Friday is a Blue Friday. Join Bill Spadia for Blue Friday every Friday morning at 8:35 as he honors New Jersey law enforcement for going above and beyond the call of duty. Nominate a Garden State officer at nj1015.com/Blue Friday. Make every Friday a Blue Friday with Bill Spadia and New Jersey 101.5. We're bringing the sizzle. In less than 5 minutes, you can win our free Hard Rock Sizzling Summer Getaway. Keep listening to win from New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Another beautiful day with delightfully dry air, mostly sunny skies for your Friday. High temperatures in the lower 80s, very similar to yesterday. It'll be comfortable, clear, and calm tonight. We're back down to the lower 60s. Into the weekend we go, and slightly stickier tomorrow. Lower to mid 80s with lots of sun, some late day clouds, and maybe an evening shower. Sunday, warmer and more humid, mid to upper 80s with a couple rounds of scattered showers and thunderstorms through the second half of the weekend, too. New Jersey weather made possible by the Monmouth County Fair. Featuring rides, games, live entertainment, 4-H and agricultural exhibits, and lots more. It's so much fun for the whole family, now through July 25th at the East Prehold Showgrounds. Get details at monmouthcountyfair.com.
69 in Island Heights, Irvington 73, Interlaken is 73. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. Download is free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.